This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we explore the fascinating world of technology and innovation brought to you by the man himself, Elon Musk. And in today's episode, we'll be delving into the intriguing case of Twitter and its pursuit of music licensing. Now, with Musk at the helm, will the social media giant finally take the plunge, or will the costs involved prove too steep for even the billionaire entrepreneur to handle? As one of the last major players in the industry without music licensing deals in place, Twitter stands in stark contrast to its competitors, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, all of which has secured agreements for music rights. Historically, Twitter has been reluctant to enter the music licensing arena, primarily due to the costs involved. However, many believe that when Musk took over the company, the much-awaited deals would finally materialize. Now, unfortunately, negotiations have since stalled, leaving many wondering whether Twitter will ever be able to host commercially available audio content without the fear of legal repercussions. Now, in the fall of 2021, Twitter embarked on negotiations with the big three conglomerates, Universal, Sony, and Warner. And the excitement surrounding these talks was palpable, as music industry leaders were hopeful that Musk's involvement could be the driving force behind securing the deals. But now David Israelite, the CEO of the National Music Publishers Association, even reached out to Musk on Twitter, urging him to help broker the agreements. And for the music companies, a licensing deal with Twitter would not only provide an additional source of revenue, but also resolve long-standing issues of copyright infringement on the platform. However, the negotiations hit a snag with the takeover of Twitter by Musk, who purchased the company for $44 billion in October. And as Musk's team assessed the costs and benefits of incorporating music into the platform, the talks lost momentum. Now, the internal turmoil at Twitter following Musk's takeover further complicated matters. Several rounds of layoffs saw the departure of key individuals involved in the music's rights negotiations, leaving the labels with few remaining contacts within the company. And as Musk's teams tightened the financial reins at Twitter, they slashed hundreds of millions of dollars in expenditures and implemented strict budgetary requirements, it became increasingly difficult to justify the tens of millions of dollars required to secure music rights. Now, Musk's personal lawyer, Alex Spiro, who has represented notable artists like Jay-Z, Megan Thee Stallion, and others, played a role in the initial discussions. And tasked with overseeing Twitter's legal portfolio during the acquisition, Spiro held meetings to understand the status of the label negotiations and assess the costs involved. However, he left the company in December, further complicating the situation. So where does this leave Twitter in its quest for music licensing deals? It's difficult to say. And with the ongoing financial austerity measures at the company and the departure of key personnel, the prospect of Twitter striking an agreement with major labels seems increasingly unlikely. And in the meantime, the social media giant remains one of the last holdouts in an industry that has largely embraced music licensing, a position that becomes more tenuous as time goes by. Now, the saga of Twitter and music licensing aspirations, it's a captivating tale of innovation, ambition, and the challenges that could come from this. And Twitter's reluctance to secure music licensing deals has broader implications for the social media and music industries. And as the platform continues to host unlicensed audio content, questions arise about the long-term sustainability of such a business model and the potential for other platforms to follow suit. Moreover, the lack of licensing deals creates an environment where copyright infringement is prevalent, which may set a dangerous precedent for other platforms and content creators in the future. Now, the role of technology in music licensing is a broad one, and the case of Twitter highlights the critical role that technology plays in the modern music landscape. And as social media platforms continue to evolve and incorporate new features, the demand for seamless integration of music and audio content continues to grow. Now, this has led to the development of innovative systems and solutions, such as artificial intelligence-driven music recognition and licensing services and systems, which can potentially streamline the process of acquiring music rights and reduce the costs associated with securing licenses. And the challenges faced by Twitter in its pursuit of music licensing deals offer valuable lessons for other tech entrepreneurs. First, a company's internal structure and decision-making process can significantly impact its ability to innovate and adapt to new market demands. Second, understanding the costs and the benefits of entering new markets, such as music licensing, is crucial for making informed decisions. Finally, striking a balance between financial prudence and investment in growth opportunities is essential for long-term success. Now, the Twitter music licensing saga underscores the complex relationship between art, technology, and business. And as social media platforms become increasingly intertwined with the music industry, new opportunities and challenges emerge for artists, tech companies, and music labels. Now, navigating this landscape requires a delicate balance between respecting the rights of creators and fostering an environment where innovation can thrive and survive. Now, as the story of Twitter and music licensing endeavors continues to unfold, it serves as a potent reminder of the dynamic nature of technology and the music industry. And as Musk steers the company into uncharted territory, the future of music licensing on Twitter remains uncertain. However, one thing is for sure: the world will be watching and listening. And in summary, the tale of Twitter and its music licensing aspirations offers a fascinating glimpse into the world of innovation, ambition, and the challenges that accompany change. And as the social media platform grapples with the complexity of music licensing, other industry players, entrepreneurs, and content creators will undoubtedly be observing and learning from these experiences. Now, Elon Musk is at the helm now. Twitter's journey into the music licensing era is just beginning. Elon said he may want to bring back the 6-second social media Vine into the platform of Twitter. So if that's the case, people may use it like TikTok and license music for those videos. And that may be a stepping stone to get music licensing on the Twitter platform in the future. Now, the outcome may shape the future of the music and social media industries as a whole, and they may serve as a valuable case study for future companies and entrepreneurs navigating the ever-evolving digital landscape. But whatever the result, the world will undoubtedly be watching Twitter in the near future to see what happens with the technology platform and where it's headed. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show. I do appreciate you if you could take a second and check out our other channel. We have a space channel all about SpaceX called Space News Pod over on YouTube. If you could go over there, check that out, check out a couple of videos, and hit the subscribe button over there, I'd greatly appreciate it. Before we continue with our episode, we'll be taking a quick break, so stay tuned and we'll be right back. Now, attention Elon Musk fans, get your exclusive Elon merchandise now at starshipshirts.com. They've got everything from Tesla to SpaceX and even Twitter. And for our listeners, everything is currently only $16.99. That's right, exclusive designs at unbeatable prices. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show off your love for all things Elon Musk. head over to starshipshirts.com and grab your gear today. Now we're back. Thanks for sticking with us during our break. Now let's dive back into our discussion. Thank you for tuning in to the Elon Musk podcast, brought to you by Stage Zero Productions and hosted by me, Will Walden. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And for exclusive, ad-free content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/stagezero. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.